Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second hour of four, we're Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. 1 o'clock hour today, we've got tickets to a Caps game at Capital One Arena, 8 days away. If you want those tickets, you've got to be listening. On Twitter, you can follow our next guest at @ByNateDavis. Does a great job previewing and analyzing NFL matchups, covers the league, has for years for the USA Today here in and around town on a national level. Nate, thanks so much for the time. Much appreciated. I pride myself on not being reactionary, not living and dying with the last four quarters of football I saw. But I got to tell you, Carolina being able to run the ball and Cam Newton finally breaking through with a passing performance that was elite last night made them look pretty scary in the NFC.
Yeah, sure did, Grant. I mean, they look like the 2015 Panthers that went to the Super Bowl for the reasons you said. That, you know, suffocating defense. You know, Cam playing great with his legs and with his arm, and Jonathan Stewart, you know, showing up having a big game. And frankly, Devin Funchess, you know, he was faster than I really thought he was, and looks just, you know, you can see why they want him as their number one receiver. And we're okay moving on from Kelvin Benjamin, who they did not have for that Super Bowl run 2 years ago anyway, when he had the knee injury. Yeah, I mean, I guess the only grain of salt you have to say is the Dolphins have been so bad recently. You know, the level of competition may not have been a true indicator last night, but otherwise the Panthers look legit.
Nate, I don't have that same source of pride. I react to everything accordingly, which is to say loud and screaming my arms running around the station. To me, New Orleans right now this minute is playing the best football of any team in the NFL. Am I a crazy pants?
I mean, they're right there. You know, I mean, I don't know that they're necessarily playing any better than the Patriots or the Eagles. I mean, I think, you know, as you said, I'm sure you're reacting to the 47-10 beatdown of the Bills.
On the road,
you know, 2 weeks ago, they could. Yeah, I get it. I mean, but two weeks ago, they kind of struggled to beat the Bears too. You know, and the Packers before that, so. Yeah, they're playing great. I mean, they've won seven in a row now, and, you know, they're doing it. I don't want to say they're doing it without Drew Brees, but, I mean, who would think the Saints could score 47 points and Drew Brees wouldn't throw, you know, a touchdown pass? So they're a complete team. You know, again, another team looks like a throwback to its Super Bowl days when they played good defense, you know, when they had a running game that complemented Drew Brees. And, you know, this is going to wind up being his least productive season, you know, numbers-wise, I think, since he came to New Orleans in 2006. But, you know, if they keep playing like this, may wind up being the best team too.
Nate Davis, USA Today. The leader in the NFC West at 7-2 is the Rams. They've outscored their opponents by 134 points. That is a plus 30 margin better than any other team in the conference. If you look at their last three wins, they beat Arizona by 33, they beat the Giants by 34, and they beat the Texans after a slow start by 26 this past weekend. They're just destroying people. How much of this is Sean McVay? How much of this is a more talented team than we knew? What do you chalk this all up to?
Well, I give Sean McVay, you know, a lot of credit. You know, we're going to have a story about him coming out soon by your old buddy Mike Jones, who now is one of my colleagues. You know, they got him right, which has gotten the offense on track. You know, Todd Gurley is back to what we thought he would be 2 years ago. But, you know, Sean McVay also had the wisdom, you know, in his youth to have Wade Phillips as his defensive coordinator. And I think we're all kind of, our eyes are popping at this Madden offense they're putting up. But I think the thing that isn't being reported as we talk about all these blowouts as much is how well, you know, the defense is playing. They've only given up 57 points over the last 5 weeks. So they've got it going on both sides of the ball. And, you know, as you guys are saying, you got yet another team that's legit. I mean, I'll be interested to see if they can beat Seattle on the road in week 15. That could end up being the one that decides the NFC West.
Nate Davis is with us, writes about the NFL for USA Today Sports, joins us here on Grant and Danny. Nate, you mentioned the Patriots earlier, and I say this every year. If you're going to get them, you better do it in the first month of the season when they're sort of folding in all these new pieces, et cetera. Everyone was wringing their hands like, oh, my God, this defense stinks. They can't do anything because the first month of the season, they couldn't. All of a sudden, the last five games, 14, 17, 7, 13, and 16 points allowed. Now, some of those opponents weren't the best in the business, but still, this defense seems to have locked it up. How do they do this every year? How are they doing it right now? Or a group that couldn't cover, couldn't do anything in the first month of the season, is now all of a sudden beating people up?
Well, I think you hit on a lot of it. I mean, it seems like the Patriots almost treat September like preseason, you know, because they know they're going to get it together eventually, and they'll end up winning the NFC, the AFC East. And I think you hit on some of it. You know, they lost Rob Ninkovich, had some other players you know, leaving the offseason. So I think the big issue back there was communication. Stephon Gilmore, I think, struggled a little bit with his health early on, but I think the Patriots also philosophically don't really care about where the defense ranks. I mean, I think we've seen in years past where they will give up a lot of yards, and I think they're still ranked, I think last in total defense in the league, but they're now like 14th in points allowed, and that's all they care about. I mean, you can have all the yards you want, you know, from the 20 to the 20, but I mean, once you hit the red zone, that's where those guys buckle down. And I think the other thing with the Patriots is they don't really care if they beat you 28-0 or if they beat you 28-27, as long as they win. And that's kind of the bend but don't break thing, I think, is fine with them. But, you know, the way they're playing now, they're beyond that too, and they're really starting to get into gear.
Every time I want to come around on the Steelers, something prohibits me from doing it. And the fact is, they're right where they want to be right now at 7-2. They're rolling. I mean, they have only lost one game at home. They're great on the road. They put a couple back-to-back together. But I saw some of their game against the Colts, and it was ugly. They should have lost that game. If they played anybody other than one of the five worst teams in the league, they would have. I just think Ben Roethlisberger's not playing very well. Is at some point that going to cost them, or do you think his best football is ahead of him here?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. I mean, they are a weird team. You know, the Steelers tend to play at their level of competition, you know, for whatever reason. But they also tend to play a lot better at home than they do on the road. But, I mean, if you look at their schedule, you know, they really ought to win all of their remaining games, you know, with the big exception obviously being, you know, the Week 15 matchup at Heinz Field with the Patriots. And I think that game is going to be a lot more important to the Steelers than it is the Patriots, because I think, you know, these teams are obviously vying for that number one seed in the AFC right now. And I think the Steelers have a much better chance of going to the Super Bowl if they host that AFC championship game at home. So that's really kind of what I'm focused on with Pittsburgh. You know, I think five of their last seven games are at home. So I expect them to really turn the corner here pretty soon. But, you know, that Patriots game, it's all going to be lined up for those guys. The Patriots are going to be coming off it's going to be their third game in a row on the road when they play that game. They're going to be playing a short week after a game at Miami on a Monday night. So I hate to think with how that's going to turn out for the Steelers if they lose that game, because everything, the way it looks right now, is going to be lined up in their favor to win it.
Nate, we just saw them here in Washington. Minnesota's impressive. They're good, and I don't think anybody's going to tell you different. They're 7-2, obviously. They're top of the NFC North now by a couple games. How good, though? I think they've benefited from a fortuitous schedule is the way that I would say it. There's nothing that jumps out at me and you go, oh, my God, I can't – you know, these guys are terrifying come January, come playoff time, et cetera. I feel like they're very vulnerable, and yet there they are at 7-2. Where's the truth lie with Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Danny. I think probably the win Sunday was about as impressive a win as they've had all season. And I think, you know, having watched the game, you guys know I don't think it was quite as close as the final score reflects. But, you know, prior to that, their most impressive win all year had been the Week 1 win against the Saints, who obviously weren't quite the Saints in Week 1. And, you know, you're talking about the Vikings' original backfield, the Sam Bradford and Dalvin Cook. So I think they have to get a lot of credit for evolving and playing well through these injuries. Obviously, their defense has been legit for years. It's just a matter of what are they going to get from the offense. And obviously, moving forward, the big question for them is, are they going to stick with Case Keenum, who's got a hot hand, who's a serviceable NFL quarterback, or at some point are they going to turn it over to Teddy Bridgewater? But is that going to require them, you know, waiting for Case to struggle, or we'll see. But they are kind of enigmatic, and I think. You know, they've got at Detroit, at Atlanta, at Carolina coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks here. And I think we'll find out then really what these guys are made of and what they're going to look like going into the stretch run.
USA Today's Nate Davis on Grant and Danny. AFC South, Texans without Deshaun Watson are cooked. That's a 3-6, pretty bad team. Colts 3-7 are worse. Titans or Jags, who wins that division? They're both 6-3.
I think based on the way the schedule looks, I think probably it'll be the Jags. I just think overall most weeks they tend to play a better brand of football than the Titans, who are another team that it seems like they're usually playing to the level of competition, but they're squeaking out these 4-point, 3-point wins against marginal teams like the Bengals and the Browns. I think given the overall weakness of the AFC as a whole, both those teams will make the playoffs. But I like the Jags a little better. The defense obviously has been dominant this year, and you know before last week they were on pace to maybe break the all-time sacks record. But those guys can definitely make the playoffs, and I think if Leonard Fournette continues to at least gets back on track from what we saw this week, you know, I think it's a team that might even make a little noise in the playoffs. And I can't wait to see what quarterback they bring in the offseason. You kind of wonder if that's a team that Kirk Cousins looks at and says, I'd like to play for them.
Nate, what happened to the Chiefs? Remember through 6 weeks when they were the best team in the world or whatever it was, 5 weeks, and all of a sudden their defense is one of the worst in football. They can't stop the run, and they all of a sudden look not only vulnerable but bad at times. What's going on there?
I think they nailed the head, Danny. I think it's the defense, particularly kind of the back end, and you know, we knew that there were going to be issues there when Eric Berry went down with the Achilles, you know, in week one. And I think that finally started to catch up to those guys a little bit. But again, that's another team. If you kind of look at what's ahead of them, you know, they should probably win just about all of their games down the stretch. And they seem to have plenty of opponents on the schedule that will give them a, you know, opportunity to get that defense right and dial it in. And they're really going to have to win up front. I mean, they've got good pressure players with Justin Houston and Dee Ford, and Tamba Ali is back now. So, but, you know, if they don't get the quarterbacks, that's where they're going to struggle. That's where they have struggled, because they don't necessarily have the best players in the back end covering. And that includes even Marcus Peters, who some quarterbacks will throw out without fear.
Nate Davis of the USA Today. What are you working on? Before we let you go, what stories can we find if we go to the site next couple days?
Oh, we just put out today's power rankings this morning. We'll be looking at coaches on the hot seat. And, you know, like I said, expect a nice feature from us with our old friend Sean McVay here soon, talking about how the Rams are doing. And we'll obviously be trying to stay up with what's going on with Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah, that is fun.
As the world turns. By the way, does McAdoo – it looks like the Giants came out and made their statement yesterday, is going to last through the season. Does he keep his job after the season?
I sure don't think so, Grant. You know, I just feel like given all the issues they've had in the locker room, given the poor play on the field, you know, you can say that he went to the playoffs last year, but, you know, how much of that is kind of the holdover from the Tom Coughlin era? I think he's out, but the Giants aren't a team that's going to make a switch in November. But I think once they kind of listen to all precincts and their veterans and get a better handle on what's going on down there, I think they're going to decide that they need another coach.
Nate, great with us as always, buddy. Let's talk soon.
How about Star Wars weekend, Danny? Let's talk then.
Oh, Danny, my analyze friend. That one. You know that, and I know that. Cannot wait. Can't wait!
Just see it before Danny does, or else he'll ruin it for you, Nate.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Another deal, Grant. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. There's Nate Davis of USA Today. Does a great job. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Next, we have not really recapped some of the big games from this past weekend, so we could do that next. Go through the NFL's Sunday that was, what we learned. You're listening to G&D.
Not happy. You look down at your gut. It's bigger than it should be. Your clothes don't look right when they're on your person. You see a picture of yourself and you go, that's not what I look like. It is, bro. It is. Holidays are coming up. It's time. Make the change. For once in your life, Michael Jackson style. Call our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss and look and feel better than you have in years. I'm wearing a medium shirt and size 34 pants for the first time since I was 17 years old, GP.
You don't know what size shirt this is.
That's a schmedium.
That's a schmedium.
It's very tight, my friend. Very tight. EMP 180 Weight Loss.
EMP stands for empowered. We're both empowered now, Danny.
Yeah, we are.
EMP 180 Weight Loss. You got to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.